is actually an interesting study. It's really an evaluation of the experience using the Y90, as you said, the radioembolization technique to treat patients with colorectal cancer, liver metastases. And this is a procedure that is done at some centers, not at all centers, not at many centers, and it's an area that has gotten, I think, increasing interest as a potential treatment for patients with advanced colorectal cancer. And so this was an idea that Andrew Kennedy had to really evaluate the experience in a pretty thorough chart review at a number of centers around the country who are, I guess, you could look at the 10 institutions that are sort of the biggest users, in a way, of Y90 radioembolization for metastatic colorectal cancer. So the updated poster, we had over, I think, 600 patients with the idea to describe how they were treated, the safety, and to get at least some initial efficacy analysis in terms of how are patients doing. So I think that the final results, this was really the biggest reported experience looking at this. And so I think the take home from this is that Y90, the radioembolization procedure in general, is pretty well tolerated in patients, and and it can be done safely. And that when you look at the survival of these patients who primarily were heavily pretreated, we have a survival of about 9.5 months. Now, clearly, we have to view this with some caution in terms of making any definitive conclusions, because this was really a retrospective large chart review to look at the experience. And clearly, patients eligible for this procedure may be in better health and generally better status than patients who wouldn't be eligible. So I don't think you can look at that and make any definitive conclusions. But nonetheless, I think it was encouraging. And so the backdrop of this is that there are now ongoing randomized trials with radioembolization for patients with metastatic colorectal cancer, with the idea of, in larger randomized studies, to really more definitively evaluate what is the ultimate contribution and benefit of this technique for this patient population.